bears, so it's a big...
Big bear, middle-sized bear, and little baby bear.
Okay, and then there's the big bad...
Wolf.
Okay, and then there's a little animal like a wolf that that they chase through the woods. They're usually a red color. Hunters go after them on horseback.
Oh, a red fox.
Okay. And then you mentioned fish. What are some of the common fish that you get out here in the river?
Oh, catfish, bass. Big mouth bass is, I think, the state fish, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you ever call that a warmouth bass?
No.
You ever hear that?
No, never heard. Big mouth, little mouth, and outside of that you put them back in because that would be too little to take out. And of course the catfish, you know that eating place near Grove Town?
I've heard of it, but have you been out there?
No, but I want to know somebody that has been. I'd like to go.
Yeah, me too.
It's too far from here to go and be disappointed. But they raise their own catfish, and of course catfish is a delicious flavored fish.
Yeah.
If it's skin right,
mm-hmm.
and cut up right so that you can get some of the meat.
Right.
And not have all bones when you're trying to make catfish stew.
Right.
The catfish stew is a delicacy, made well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Let me see. Then there's a kind of thing that comes in a shell that you're not supposed to eat unless the month has an R in it. Unless the month
oysters.
Doesn't have an R in it.
Oysters.
And then there's a kind of thing that out in the swamps or the marshes will croak at night.
Frogs?
Okay.
But really, that's got a better name, hadn't it? Because those legs are also a delicacy in a restaurant. They're just not common frogs.
No. They must raise those special ones.
I guess they must do, because they're so nice.
Yeah. Well, what about the little ones that come out in the springtime? What do you call those?
Tadpoles, no. Okay. Tadpole makes into a frog. The little frog, I don't know what they
peeper.
Are.
Peeper, you ever call those a peeper?
Well, I guess you could.
Spring frog.
Could. Yeah.
Okay.
They're good jumpers, though.
Yeah.
And they just rack the cats.
What about the big brown ones that are in the yard?
Oh, toads.
Yeah. Okay. And then the things you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Okay. Would you ever call those anything red worms?
Well, you could, but just fishing worms, that's all. Right. You turn over the dirt and there they are and you pick them up. And the children worm me to death after rain to come and dig in the yard.
Would you ever call those baits?
Bait, yeah. That's what it says.
Call it bait.
In the fish market, they have bait signs.
But bait isn't, you would never say, well, those are baits. You would always say those are worms, wouldn't you?
Worms, useful bait.
Okay.
But the sign will say bait for sale.
Okay. Then the hard-shelled thing that pulls its neck in when you touch it? Pulls its neck and its legs in when you touch it?
Not a crab.
No.
What is that? I don't know.
Turtle?
Oh, yes. Goodness, I haven't seen a turtle in years.
What?
It used to rain turtles, but I haven't seen any turtles. No. Pet turtles, yes.
Uh-huh.
They're sinful. It's not right to have a pet turtle.
Did you ever hear those around here called anything besides turtles?
Mm-mm.
Cooter?
No.
Cooter?
No.
Never heard that?
Never heard.
Where the heck did that go? Oh, there's another kind that lives on land, like a turtle. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Tarpon?
No.